Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome in our session, Data Center Reporting and Analysis using Power BI. I'm Kurt van Hoeke, working at Innovatif. I'm a CDM MVP, working on System Center, Azure, and I'm looking a lot into data and all the stuff around it. My colleague?
Stan Kalabout, also working for the company Innovatif. Doing a lot of service manager and automation stuff, and apparently some Power BI as well. So
looking to the session objectives, what we are going to do today in this session, we are going to provide you an overview of the added value of Power BI. And via examples, samples that we have some sample data already. We are going to create data sets, visualizations, in order to show you the power of using the Power BI functionality in your environment. It's not something what normally Power BI is for business, but we will show you how you can go into the data of the System Center products, Azure, and all of that, and look into your infrastructure and see, analyze, and maybe you can do proper actions in order to optimize and improve your environment. It's not only for the IT, it's the business will have a lot of added value also on this one, because they see what is how their environment is performing. So what where are we looking at today? We have events like SCOM, we have in systems service manager, we have all of kind of data that is going in. It's in the databases. Every System Center product has a database where a lot of intelligent information is stored in that one. Now, the thing is, what we see and what we experience is people need to get the insights. It's the classic way. We do some reporting, get some visual figures out of there, and then we see it's rather static. But if you can make it rather dynamic and see and play with the data, you can go very deep in your data that you are already gathering today in your, via the System Center tooling. But there you see there's a gap reporting. You have to create something. You have some ugly SQL statements that you have to create and all of that. There's a bridge to make. And today the tools, if you look to the SQL reporting and all of that, it doesn't give you that insight. It's you. You have to analyze this. You have the figures and you have to look for the values and the, do something with it. Now, this bridge that we have, we can solve it. It's Power BI. Via Power BI, we can make the bridge between all of your data, getting some data sets, gather it all. It's very flexible to do. And via this data set, you can create visualizations. Via the visualization, it's a nice, understandable representation of the data that you already have. Via this visualization, you can get deep insights in your data, how your System Center environment is performing now, and you can take the proper actions on that one. So if we look to the Microsoft Business Intelligence and Analytics, there are some tools. Now, the last months, the new Power BI functionality is released, and it's completely available for you. It's a free version. You have an Office 365 integration, all available. Then you can create the online. You can create online reports. You can create online dashboards. You have some tools in order to connect to this online service. Like we had previously, Microsoft Excel is still in the loop, but we have also the Power BI Designer, Power BI Desktop named in the when it became RTM. And that's really flexible tools. It's really these tools we are going to show you, because if you need to go deep in SQL analysis services, SQL reporting again, all the SQL data tools that you have, it's again a bridge. You have to be specialized in SQL more or less in order to have a quick start on that one. It's all about data. We talk about System Center data, but we have a rich set of data connections that we have standard available in the tooling. So all of that is a complete suite where you can work with dive into the data, and really it's not ugly. It's not something like, oh, damn, I need to do something, I need to go into the data. It's real fun. You create your query, you play around, get the data in your data set, and once that is done, it's just like drag and drop on the canvas, and you get some visualizations in there. There are a lot of visualizations to make it really representable, the data, and it gives you a lot of insights in the data that you now already have. So, the tools and services overview. Sten, what we had?
Yeah, so most of you should, this GUI should be familiar. In all the System Center products, you have some SQL reporting services integration. Now, the downside of that is that it's very static. You can put in some charts, you can put in, display the data in a tabular remote, but then we have Excel, which is with its power pivoting, etc. We can do a little bit more magic. And then we had the Power BI integration with Excel, where we could already connect to different sources and then upload it with a Power BI Office 365 link and actually share the dashboarding that we actually made with Power BI and Power Query in Excel. So, but this all started a bit. The experience of having more dynamic and more visual content and especially data representation. So again, the old Power BI integrated nicely with Excel, but then we had some issues at customers that Power BI and Power Query, as it integrated with Excel, we had some issues with Excel 2010 and 2013 that had different capabilities with Power BI and Power Query. We still had already a nice set of connectors available, but then again, if we look at the new Power BI experience, they uncoupled actually the integration with an Office product.
Yep.
And that is something that Kurt will now demonstrate. I don't know who actually attended Sam and Dieter's session yesterday. Okay, so excellent.
Yeah. Something to mention is the tools. If you are already busy with the older version in Excel, then there is a migration path. So everything that you have developed, you can migrate it to the new environment. And you have to look to... the new tools, it's new experience that you have. It's like all these add-ons that you had in Microsoft Excel, it's a bundle now. And the good thing that we had in previously, Excel, everybody knows Excel. If we like it, I leave it that in the middle. But it's familiar. We have an interface that where you can do something with. It's not a new tool. All of these good elements are now integrated to a new tool. But first of all, we have Power BI. That's the online version. You go to powerbi.com, powerbi.microsoft.com, and you have the tool available for you. You can upload data, you can see the data sets in there, and from there on, you can even create your visualizations. If you have the data sets, you have an agreement, somebody's creating the data set, uploads it, it shares it, and you start creating your visualizations. A lot of data connections that you have already in Microsoft Excel, it's available and it's extended, like we had in the previous slide. A rich set of data connections that you have standard available, it's all in there. And once you have the data sets from maybe Ops Manager, maybe Service Manager, maybe other data connections that you have, you can create your dashboard. You can combine all of these visualizations in one dashboard where you have my view or my environment. You can create as many dashboards that you want, or some for your technical insights, some for your business. All of that can be integrated. So your manager or your colleagues at the IT administration, they can connect to it, and they can connect and see what you have developed. You can the collaboration is a key element in the Power BI online version. But the new experience is there. What we had previously, Power BI for Office 365, still available, and accessible. Like I said, you can migrate the stuff to the new environment. One thing to mention, there's a free version. Everything what we show here in this session, you have a free version. You can just connect to the powerbi.microsoft.com, put in your email address, reply on the email address, and you're good to go. You can already start from there. We have the Power BI Designer. That's the Power BI Desktop. That is now the naming of the RTM version. It's a free download. Once you are logged in, or you can download it via Microsoft download, you can download, install it, and you can directly start playing with it. It's a part of the new experience. So like I told, Microsoft Excel, we had it previously. All these add-ons are all streamed in this tool, and you will see in the demo. It's not strange. You will see all these elements that you need for creating your data set. They are available in this tool. And from there on, a little bit the way that we work with the tooling, we create our data set, we do data set manipulations, we make sure that the data set is ready. And from there on, you can create the visualizations. And then it's a point that, hey, now I can upload it to the online version. You have a publish button over there. Or you use OneDrive for business, from where you can do the interaction between the data. Because once you upload it, you want to have a refresh. All of these elements are nicely tied to each other. So it's a quick start, a quick thing where you can start with in order to create deep insights in your data. So let's first look to the demo. I'm first going to log in. So, the first time that you are connecting to Power BI, you end up here, powerbi.microsoft.com. You see, we have here email address that you can integrate. Just put the email address in it, you receive an email, reply on it, and you're good to go. Once you are connected to Power BI, this is your canvas where you can work with. There's some sample data in it, but from there on, you have the normal things what you see in Power BI. You have data sets, you have your reports in there, and from there on, you create the dashboards. In this tool, you more or less have everything available. If you need to download, it's there. If you need connections, it's there. From there on, you can have a central place in order to consume the data, play with the data, and everything around it. So if you look here, on the left side, you see the key elements of your Power BI stuff. You see in the middle, you have the dashboard that is created. And on the right, you have some wheels over there where you create your content pack, your view content packs, or connect to Power BI for Office 365. The content packs is a little bit, is the point where you can collaborate. You can share your dashboard, but then you have a read-only. So I'm sharing the thing what I've created, and you can look to it. You can consume the data, you can play a little bit, but you cannot change it. If you create a content pack, then you can give them rights to start with this visualization report data set, and maybe that's an enabler, a starter, what you can use in order to extend it. So that's the difference between the sharing and the collaboration. If you look more for collaboration, OneDrive for Business, from there on, you can also integrate and have scheduled updates and all data refreshes possibilities. The downloads, told that everything is available. You see now here, Power BI Desktop, Power BI for mobile, ready for download, and you download it, install it, and you're good to go. But there are two other items in here, your two installers. You have the Analyzer Service Connector and the Power BI Personal Gateway. We talk about refresh. It's via these connectors, gateways, that you can refresh your data. It's a scheduled refresh, or you have an on-the-fly data refresh. With the Analyzer Service, You have it real time. You can go into the data, get the latest stuff in there, get the latest data in there, and the visualizations will be updated like you have specified. The Power BI Personal Gateway is a personal installer that you need to do from where you have created your data set. It's not something strange. Personal, the naming is a little bit difficult, but you can have a central server over there where you have the gateway installed and from where you can do the updates. That's a part where you can do the scheduled updates from to refresh your data. It's a secure connection, always, because the client is connecting to the Azure service bus, and from there on, you have a secure connection. So when the traffic is initiated by the client, to get the connector locally installed, you don't need to open firewall ports. And one of the most things, the important things, is to get data. Get data is different entries that you can have from where you can retrieve your data sets, already prepared data visualizations. And so and the first thing, my organization is the pond where you have the content packs. Stan, for instance, created something, and you want to share it with me. It's from there. I can see that he created it. I click on it, and it gets integrated in my environment, in my workplace. You have the services, like Dynamics CRM, Visual Studio. All of these items that are standard available in the tooling. You have other items like files. You have CSV files. If you have something on your OneDrive for Business, you have created something, or it's an export from data that is valuable and where you want to work with, CSV files can be imported, get integrated, imported the data, and you can start working with it. And the databases, Azure, I can already click, Azure SQL Database, SQL Analyzer Services, all of these elements, you have a direct connection to data and start consuming it. And it's a very strong, powerful tool. And just for us to show you a little bit the capabilities of the tool, we have the Visual Studio online, and we want to connect with it. So the thing what we need to do is specify our name, and apparently I want everything. Next, and it starts creating. It connects to our Visual Studio Online service that we have created and start collecting data out of it. The moment he gets this connection, he's creating a lot of intelligence for you, and he creates maybe 30, 40 dashboards are already available. So what it actually do, it's connecting to the data source in Visual Studio. On that moment, he's creating his own content pack, and it populates the data below it. So once it's connected, and you can have a very rich data dashboard available from the data that he is collecting from your online service. I'm going to sign in this one. I'm going to accept. And from here, it gets integrated. You will have a star in there as soon as the connection is ready, and then the dashboard starts populating. So it's loading the data, takes some time. You have a large Visual Studio environment, and the data will show up, and we see in a minute we can refer to it, back to it, and then we will see that the visualizations, everything is ready for you. This is now Visual Studio, but we've worked already with Dynamics CRM. It's amazing what you see in there. This is the online version. We talked about in the first slide of the new experience, but you also have the desktop version. And if you look to it, you have the same functionality more or less, but this is really tuned for creating data sets. So you can connect to the same data sources what you have on the online version, and from there on, we see in later demos, you can start manipulating the data in order to have a complete data set. We will continue further on this demo, but first of all, Stijn is going to explain a bit further on what we are going to do.
Yeah, so as you already saw, we have quite a lot of capabilities on where we can go gather the data. First off, yes, Microsoft connectors. Like Kurt already demonstrated, we have the Microsoft Dynamics CRM and marketing connector where we can go grab data, the Visual Studio stuff. But also non-Microsoft related connectors like GitHub. You have Twilio, which is a popular SMS text messaging service. Plenty more, even Salesforce. And then again, you could easily connect to the on-prem data. As Kurt already mentioned, SSAS via SQL Server, you can connect directly to SQL databases as well. But Oracle and IBM DB2 or even Hadoop are possible sources for your data, where you can start combining those data, putting relationships in there, and start visualizing it. So as you can see, it's easy, a sort of more drag and drop experience that you can get and easily create all those dashboards. You can also connect it to Excel, of course. And then the next step is, of course, the sharing that is equally important in the tool. So once you have your dashboards, of course, once you have your dashboard and that's living up in the cloud and you want to connect it to the on-prem, as Kurt already mentioned, you have a connector and you actually have two types of connections. So if you connect to a SQL Server analysis server, there's the option to have live data that you can show. So really your graphics, etc., show the images and show the data that is currently in your environment as it changes. And then we have a sort of personal gateway that we can create for more static data sources. So at that time, it lives more, the connection goes through your personal OneDrive. It's a personal connection that you have. Once the connection is set up, again, you can start creating those dashboards and set up a scheduled refresh like you could do, for example, in reporting services. So now we'll start the real demo. Now we had the introduction and we'll start manipulating some data, start visualizing it, et cetera. So throughout the demo, most of the elements that you'll see reoccurring is they will start gathering those data. So most of the time it's upon a business request, a business requirement that you get in, you start analyzing the requirements. And then of course we need to translate that. So we will go grab that data, we do some manipulation, translation of the data. For example, some columns might be in a non or not usable format, so you can really start manipulating that. And then once all that manipulation and translation is done, you can start visualizing. And as Kurt will show, it's an easy drag and drop experience, even more simple than Power Pivots in Excel. And then, of course, as a last thing, you have the handover where we'll do some sharing within the team with external people, etc. So, back to you, Kurt.
Yeah, my laptop is just rebooting, so it's a very nice one.
That's an option.
But I'm not going to stand straight to the here and going to fix this one, but I included this slide in this one because it's very important to have your data. What is requested is you get the data in, and then you have to analyze what is the requirement of your environment, what data that you need in order to have the correct data set available for your environment. 5 seconds. There are two items that is important on this one. It is, first of all, it is very important to see where it's coming from. It's Power BI, it's not something what is only for business. We will show you the how you can integrate, how you can use your data to get real data insight for your environment, to see what is living in your environment. And the second hand on my point is the business. The business want to have some figures. Maybe the capacity management is something where they look for, and they want to have a solution on that one. That is important in order, that is information that you need before you are actually going to create your data set. Because the data set needs to be completed, and it needs to be ready with all data included in it. So that's a very important step, to have the proper analysis of the requirements, and in that way you can start building your data set. Once the data set is done, you are ready in order to start creating the visualizations from it. I'm more or less ready with the reboot. So the data set, a lot of interactions are possible in the data set. The previous thing, you can transform data, you can change data types and all of that. Once you need to calculate, it's not with text that you can start calculating. All of these elements are integrated in the desktop, Power BI desktop, and from there on, you can assure once you do a calculation, you have a measurement in your data set, it will calculate, it will do something, and it gives you the proper graphs or the data sets what you require. And I need 5 seconds in order to connect again. I'm already in Azure, but Azure is rather slow today, I think. So, and in what we will see also in the demo, it is the visualization is a drag and drop thing. It is your environment that you put the thing on the canvas, and from there you can start with the visualizations around it. And the visualizations are updated based on the previous version. You have some graphs, but here you have a nice thing where you can start using the sliders, it's a pie, or it's a line graph, everything is integrated in there, and it's very flexible. You click on it, you click on the other one, and constantly the visualization is changing. I'm good to go. I can log in, and so, back to the demo. Sorry for the delay on that one. What we've done, I've created certain data sets, just simple starters, where we can already start playing around with it. We will extend it, the data sets. And if you look on the right over here, we have alerts. We are using Operation Manager data. We are connecting to our Ops Manager environment. We have alerts. A query that is integrated, the data set is created for alerts per virtual machine. And we have an operation manager from the that gives an indication on the free disk space. If you were here last year, we had a whole Power BI demo, and we created the demo, the free disk data set. And a rather static graph for the moment. So if you want to extend your data set, you have your query. And from this moment, I think you feel a little bit you agree that it's Excel, a lot of elements that you need in Excel to create your data set, they're all available in here. So you can add, remove columns. If you go to the transforms, you can do manipulations on the data, and then it's all integrated. And everything is there to create your data set. Same here, you see the data, that's our data, and once we want to integrate a new data source, we have the option to connect to, for instance, a SQL Server. We extend this one with an additional Ops Manager data set, and we are connecting to our database from Operation Manager. You have the option to go directly connect to the database and select the views that you want to use in your query. Then you're a little bit based on the merge from these to the specific queries to in order to get one data set that is good for you, that it fulfills all the requirements. The other option is a lot of quick one. And it's also maybe a step where you go from, you used to work with reporting. You have already your scripts ready. And this is a simple SQL query, but it's going to collect the VMs, the events that are generated on a daily basis. So you click on OK, copy and paste this one, and you have a pre-populated data set already with the data that you want. So you have two options in there where you can start from looking to the data set, get the views in, and start working with these views. Merges is connecting these queries together, all these views together, and on that moment you have one data set to continue and create a visualization. Like this one, it's already there where we have our alerts, and this is the wrong one. And it's not refreshing this one. So I create another one, go to my data. And it's the alerts.
Again, a bit the same operation all over again, putting a SQL query, connecting to the database.
And here we have the data of alerts. So what we see is simple. We have the date, and we have the alerts that are the events that are generated in the data set. We have the date added. We want to work a little bit with the dates. We want to create relationships, or you want to work with the date, and then you need the proper format for it. Very easy to do in this one, and people who have already used the Excel version of it, you have a change type and you can put it on date. From that moment, the data, your data set is changed, and this is a date field from where you can already start working with it. This one, if you don't need it anymore, you can simply delete it, and your data set is updated. So we have OM3 disk space, we have the alerts per VM, and we have the events that are generated on a daily basis. Fair enough, I can already close, apply it, and I can start working with this one. So it gets in the data, get it ready for you, and the tool will be gathering all the needed information locally for you in order to start creating your visualization. We are about to the moment that we have a graph over here that gives us an overview of the free disk space. If you want to do something with this one, is you drag and drop the, on the canvas. You can replace it, resize it, and this gives me all machines what I'm having over there. But once I'm creating a slider out of it, I can start making selections. So if I need only my DCs, an overview of it, it's constantly changing the graph that you have created. If you want to extend additional filters, let's say like this, you can do it free disk, and I want to do it on my C drive or my D drive. I only want to see it on that level, and again, it's a simple list, this one. I click on the button and you have a slider out of it, and you can start selecting if there's a D drive available, if it's a C drive available, and then the whole graph is start moving again. We created some additional data sets over there. So what we can do? We create a new graph out of it. We see what, let's take the alerts. We have the computer name. We do it on the axis, and we want the total events, and you have your events available in your environment. But you see, it's all already tweaked. We have some selections in there, and we can make it great. You see, there is already a connection, and the graphical interfaces are already living. So that is a nice slice, and you just drag and drop the information on your canvas and specify the values, and your dashboard starts living. Same for the other query that we have created. We have a graph in there, and let's take another one. This is maybe more, and again, we have the day added, and you can drag your information into it. Yeah, that's our view. Maybe our data is not 100% okay, but you can already integrate the filter that you have in here and playing with it. This doesn't work. This gives me even too granular data. So what I need to do is I have a date function in here. That's maybe you create your data set. You're fully aware that this is the data set that I need, but you start creating a visualization and you miss something. You don't have to go back to the data set manipulation. You just go in here. You create a new column. And from there on, you can create you can use the Microsoft DAX data analyzer syntax, and it's a very powerful functionality. We know from previous tooling in Excel, it's also integrated, but we didn't add IntelliSense in there. Let's look to this one. I want to have a month specification in this one. Go in. I start typing. I tap. And it more or less creates your DAX syntax. It prepares it for you. I only have to think about what do I need. So I have a month statement, and my day added will be populated. I want to have that column integrated. I close the loop, and my data set has month selection. If I'm going now and put this in on the canvas, this one can stay. I minimize this one a little bit, go here on top, and again, I'm making a slider out of it. I only want to have this data available. Whatever you want, you can start creating and playing with your data while, like you want to have it. Connections, you see the graphs in there, all green. I don't like the all green. And you have an option in there to start playing with the colors. This one, I can create a red one. And this one, I create an orange one. That way, you are starting updating. Once you are selecting, it's getting highlighted, and you see it already moving. The relationships, they are integrated. So once you click on one item, you see you can start analyzing. Maybe that's a dummy example what we are giving, but it gives you some insight of the capabilities, what the tool can be. So on the starting point, you have some main thing where you want to look for, and you get some details below it. Once you do manipulation on the details, you see the interaction, how your main data set is already updated based on the figures, the changes, and the graphs that you have created. Once you want to have it integrated, again, the full canvas available, and then you have your dashboards ready. So, first part of the demo. I'm going back to the slides. Yeah, I'm still on it. So you have the button over there where you see the creation, the one item is already created. You can also create this one, the query that we have created, and it's not something like you drag and drop the item in there. You have to really use the management relationship. But you see already here, you see in this one, maybe it's a little bit slow. There's a many-to-one relationship. All of these items can be updated. So here you have your my OM3 disks thing is there already. I have a date statement. We already integrated the data set. We updated our column to a date set. And then we can go in our query over here, and they added. We can match them. We can link them together. On that moment, we are starting creating the connection between the data sets. And here you have a one-to-many. And your cross-filter direction. And 90% of the time, you will have them in both directions. So once you click on this one, it gets created. The arrow gets drawn on the canvas. And you will see that the item, the visualization is also updated. So going back to our graph, it will be updated on that one. It's just syncing. And your data set is created, but I see there is something. I will fix it. Okay, there it is. So data items, and it's simple, a date statement there where we can look for. It's a little bit minus. Gets updated, so in this way it will be working together and seeing all that your canvas is updated on a frequent basis once you are clicking across the different data graphs.
So as a small recap, we saw the manipulation and creation of the data. We connect multiple times to the same data source. We specified some SQL queries to minimize the data that we are bringing over. Once we had the data available, we started manipulating the data. So we had that date time field that wasn't actually a date time field. So we transformed it into a real date time field. We also saw that we can use some DAX functions, which are very similar to Excel functions, where we actually use that date time and we extracted the month. But we can do similar things for day, year, etc. And then once we actually got that data, as you saw in the first demo, there was already one relationship auto-detected. But then Kurt, upon request, showed actually the third demo already, how to actually create some relations and even enhance the experience that all the graphs and data that you put on a dashboard is actually linked to each other. So once you click on the bar, that other data is all actually filtered. And now on the next demo, we'll also show you some visualization stuff. Kurt already had some bars and graphs over there. But of course, you can interconnect multiple data sources. And that is actually something that we'll start showing you now. Yeah. How we connect multiple sources. In our cases, as we like System Center, it will be a service manager that we will be actually demoing the interaction using both and actually creating some nice dashboards.
Again, going to the tree. And there's not a data set. It's just an example. Once we are combining data, we have some ops manager graphs already. We have service manager give some insights on the incidents, the items that is raised, incident changes, requests. All of this data can be gathered. This is a data set, just an example where that is a complete overview of our service manager environment. If you look into the query what we have in there. There's a rich set of manipulation that is already integrated. We had the mergers. You know, if somebody's working with service manager, you have incident, you have work items, you have fact tables. All of that binds it all together in order to create a one view, one data set with everything in it. So if you look into this one, we have nice, friendly data. If you connect to service manager data, it's not always a given. You have to translate it to display strings and all of that. But we also have connections. We have items that we have the assigned user, for instance, that's already looking into work item, going further to the fact table, do some merging on the user data in order to get the name of the user in there. It's all about visualization and getting the things ready and showing it, get it in the online version. Based on the collaboration that was already integrated in the previous version of Power BI Office 365, this tool is something that's running locally. So you need to get the data to the online version. And that's a rather simple action that you need and you can do. We have OneDrive, you just save it, OneDrive for business, put it on there and start consuming the data out of your tooling. But you have a publish button over here from where you can save your query and then it starts uploading it to the online version. I'm logged in, so it knows where to go, and on a certain moment you go back to your online version and start working with the visualization, what you have created. Again, you should represent your data, and you can collaborate and bring it further in the company, in your organization, to start working with these visualizations. See, this one is already published, and let's refer back to our online version. And you see, just we knocked in first button, first demo, we clicked on the Visual Studio, all data is in there, and we can start working with the data from Visual Studio. And it's just a simple click, connect to the environment, and the Power BI Online is creating all of this for you, and you can start working with it. You see here, our data set is here. We have our query, we have our own free disk alerts, we have some items that are already integrated in our environment, the same visualizations, the same coloring that we have. And also, we prepared already the service manager data. Some graphs give you the insight, the count of the incidents on a daily basis in the gray one. We have incidents per affected user, and we have the assigned user overview. I'm ready for creating my dashboard. This is an empty one, going back to my reports that I've just created. And the action to publish it on your dashboard is rather simple. This pin to visual. You click on it, you click on it, and you click on these. Going back to our environment, we have these three already available in our dashboard. So you can work with it. This one is maybe a little bit too small. I'm going to create a larger one. This is my ops manager data. Let's see that we have a dashboard that we can create a complete overview. And we do the same action on this one and pin them all to our visual. Again, you can organize it a little bit like you want. Then in that way, you have on one page, you can see the whole system center data graphical wise that is valid for you, what you want to integrate it. This is just an example with operation manager data, service manager data, but look to the idea that you have your operation manager data. You can look what incidents are created for this specific VM. You create a relationship within ops manager data and the incidents that are created, the config items that are impacted by a certain incident. And then maybe this environment is running on Azure. And you get the data out of Azure and starts integrating in that one. And that way, you have one pager, one dashboard, what it gives you all detailed information. And it's not something that is just a screenshot of the visuals that we have created. You can directly click on it, and then you go back to your environment, and your queries are also available that you only want to see C drives and all of that, and it gets updated. All of this is not a static report anymore, like we had in SQL reporting, but this is rather completely dynamic, and it's just with your sliders, your specifications, your filters that you have in there, that you can start working, analysis, and take the proper actions on your environment. Because you know it, you see the data, things that is represented on a report in a textual way, and it's you cannot be maybe on four or five different reports that you have to analyze in order to get to the same result. And we are more or less an hour busy, and we already have something. If you now take the proper look from data analysis, requirement gathering, take the proper data set. The data set, what I've shown in here, it just takes me half an hour, 45 minutes in order to create something. Prerequisite, you need to know a little bit the data that you need, where you're facing for. You need to know a little bit the database structure. So if you go in Ops Manager, you need to know which information do I need to gather in order to get my events, to get my alerts. Same on Service Manager, same on DPM, same on Config Manager data. All of these items, you need to know it a little bit in order to create, on a quick way, these visualizations. And on the moment that you have created it, you have a flexible way to start collaborating with your people. I already mentioned it. We have the Create a Content Pack. On that moment, we can start already creating the content pack and share it with our colleagues. That's a simple action that you that can be a start. Maybe this one is good for starting for somebody in your organization, and he can start extending it. Also, somebody gets the data from Ops Manager. One team is taking care of the Ops Manager. You create the content pack. You go and go hand it over to the Config Manager administration. Like this, you have everything ready in order to create a very dynamic dashboard via the Power BI. So it's not 100% directly that you are that's a business tool, but I hope I have shown you a little bit how you can use the Power BI in order to get the insights from the things where you are busy with. We have seen even the online service that it's using. Microsoft has now certain connectors already available, but they will become more. And once there is a connection already available, Microsoft delivers the content, packs the graphs and all of that, and starts populating simply the data in it. So, Stijn,
yep.
That was the visualization parts and the collaboration all in together in the
demo. As a small recap, Kurt did a lot of dragging and dropping and manipulation of the data. And as you could see, it was not limited to one data source. We had Service Manager data, we had Ops Manager data, we had an integration with Visual Studio online. So, and nothing forbids you to start combining those in different reports, and then you have one beautiful dashboard. And as Kurt showed you, it's rather easy to pin a graph to a dashboard, and then the dashboard, the graph on the dashboard is actually a link to the actual report. In our demo, it was rather simple, and we combined a lot of graphs from two reports to create a dashboard, but you can easily use one graph, a number, some data, with a click through to a more detailed report, like for example, the Visual Studio online content pack that is available, etc. So, and then we had the handover part. Gerd also showed you that you could easily create content packs, and that is actually the whole thing, so the report, the data set, and the dashboard that you can share with your organization, or you could specify some email addresses if you want to share with specific colleagues, or even security groups is an option.
Yep.
So, and there, the nice stuff is, yep, sorry.
Yeah, so it's only the first thing, your powerbi.microsoft.com, put in your email address and you're good to go. You have the online version. And then you can download the Power BI desktop, and that's running on my desktop. But you need the data connected. The customers?
Where do they consume the
reports? You create these dashboards for customers, and then you need to do it on-premise at the customer because you need the data source connection in there.
Yeah.
So, but in the infrastructure, you have the data center, data sources, all of that. You have the online version, that is Power BI dashboard thing, but you can also do something with your Power BI desktop. And the Power BI desktop is something that's running on your machine. If you have from your machine connectivity to Ops Manager, Service Manager, Config Manager, everything, then you can start consuming, start playing with the creating the data set. So you can save the Power BI desktop item that you are creating. We took it for collaboration. So we published it to the online version. Take the example that you are creating something for your customer. You save the file on Power BI desktop. You go to the customer. Go over there and start integrating. 9 chances on 10, if they haven't done a lot of extensions on it, it's the same queries that you can use for your data, and you can prepare it upfront for your customer. So it's a simple file that you can take with you in order to go to the customer. Is that answering your question?
Take the report you created in Power BI and then export it?
No.
There are some ways to integrate HTML pages in console of Microsoft. That is possible. So, but then it's URL. It's online thing that you have. If you do the desktop, first of all, the question was, can I integrate these reports in my Ops Manager console? There are possibilities to integrate a web page, for instance, in the console. There's some documented procedures that on the internet how to do this. But that makes it possible that the thing what you have created over there, on the online version, URL, you can specify it and have one tap in your console in order to present it in that way. It's an option. It's a way that you can do it. Yeah. We have some time for questions, but let's first finish the slide deck.
Yeah. As you can see, also we had the online version, but there exists a desktop version where Kurt already showed. But then again, you have an iOS, an Android version, a Windows Phone version. So everything, or on any device, you can start consuming those Power BI dashboards. And online or on desktop version, you can even create them. So as a small recap of the whole session, we demonstrated or positioned a bit the value, the added value of Power BI. We provided an overview of the new Power BI experience, so not so much coupled anymore to the previous version, which was tightly integrated with Excel. We provided an end-to-end example using private cloud data. In our case, it was Ops Manager and Service Manager data. And then again, we demonstrated the power for the business as we can easily share and start creating content packs, which can then again serve as a base for other teams to start or to enhance the basic dashboards that a team created.
But you see, the goal is we want to get you started on this one. It's so beautiful, it's so powerful, and it doesn't take that much of time. There's a lot of information already available, and it's good that you're already thinking, how can I use it, how can I integrate it? That's the thing what we want to trigger. You need to get your hands on the stuff, on the Power BI designer, create your data sets, play around with it, and in that way, you know your environment. It's not that you are having, it's simply the tool, but we have shown that it's more or less Excel, that is all functionality that we had previously. It's in this specific tool, and it should be possible to have you quick start on this one and get working with your data, but it's now already available.
So some links to get you started again. If you like, there's still the Lee Berg and Samuel Erskine session. It's about Internet of Things, and they'll do also some Power BI stuff, so maybe nice to attend their session as well. So thanks again to all the sponsors of System Center Universe, and feedback is always appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.